It's under the lights. It is the return of European football to Anfield, to Liverpool. I am sitting in for John Gibbons. Mighty, mighty shoes to fill. He will be back for the other five European games, but I'm sitting in today. And I've spent a summer campaigning for a People's European Cup run. We want one more of them. A People's European Cup run would be fantastic. But the question is whether or not that's reasonable. It's a reasonable expectation. And that's where we sort of start this. The manager's done his press conference today and he's made all the right noises, as he often does. Mike Nevin, you know, he's had his chat. He's made the point they're a big side, they're a good side. There's no need for anyone to build this up. He said he'd be watching it if he wasn't managing it. And I think all that's fair. But before you even get stuck into that, you know, given our domestic pressures that we're putting ourselves under, given last season, given the group draw and given the squad, what do you think's reasonable for us to expect out of the Reds through this?
I think basically to do the same as last season, which does seem like a big ask. But the thing with this European Cup, and it's the same when you qualify on each year and you're thinking about fourth, there's no point in any of that unless you're trying to win the competition. Now, what colours things this year is that obviously last year's run has given us the confidence to approach the league season with greater confidence, and therefore, you know, looking at where we are at the moment, top of the league, 15 points out of 15, everybody's talking about at the moment. So the focus is taken away, but the players have got to be professionals, and I just think it's important that it would be a big dent in our confidence, I think, if we suddenly lost one. So there's the momentum for the European Cup itself, but I think also it's a factor in the league sense as well, I do.